That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States of America.
69 new U.S. citizens from 39 countries recited these words last Friday at the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Center on Copper Street. About the same number of new Americans take the oath at ceremonies here every day. The long-running failure and sometimes nasty debate about a national immigration policy has done nothing to dim the hopes of those who find this country an unrivaled place for their families. As many as 20,000 new citizens come through the Baltimore Center every year, the new Americans emerge from a demanding 5-year pipeline with joy and undisguised relief. Juliana Izadeh, here from Nigeria, is one of them.
I'm so happy. It's all over.
It's all over.
Yeah, it's all over.
But it's also just beginning. Right?
Yeah, yeah, it's good. But the hard way is over.
A 62-year-old grandmother came to the ceremony with her husband, Louis, her daughter, Jennifer, and her grandchildren, Michael, Benjamin, Makua, and Kosi. Jennifer is a hospital intubation specialist. Her mother's relief reflects the sometimes arduous path to citizenship. Arduous for a reason, some say. There's a lot to learn. Izadeh was an English speaker when she arrived in the U.S., but often learning another language is part of the citizenship process.
I think it's important that before you become a citizen, you really understand the country, a little bit of the culture, but also the duties and responsibilities that you have as a citizen.
That's Janet Jefford, National President of the American Legion Auxiliary, who spoke at the ceremony. She said the auxiliary attends these ceremonies to thank the newcomers for, quote, doing it the right way, unquote. She's referring to those who cross borders illegally. The new freedom and the opportunities, she observed, are now the stuff of immigrant legend. Jeffords.
My grandparents, when they came here, they didn't even have a high school diploma. Their children went to high school, but all of their grandchildren are college graduates, and that says a lot.
The uplifting stories of new Americans are familiar to all of us. Like everyone who attends these ceremonies, she talked about the emotion in the room. People stood quietly in line, seeming to hold their breath until the certificate of citizenship was in their hands. Many held small American flags.
Oh, you could see as the people got their certificates and we shook their hands, their eyes, their faces were lit up, and they were so proud of what they were doing.
Immigrants weather the long process for myriad reasons: political freedom, personal safety, a brighter future for their children and grandchildren, a job. And Juliana Izadeh?
Well, I'm just still looking after my grandchildren. That's a very big job, 4 of them. So I have a big job.
She seemed more than up to the challenge. I'm Fraser Smith reporting for 88.1 WYPR.